Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Holly.
Hey, Dave.
Welcome to the
What Difference Does It Make podcast.
How are you?
I'm great with the qualifier of under the circumstances. How are you?
All right. Well, we're going to have to end this qualifier. We're going to go through this until 2021, unfortunately.
I know. But you want to know, you want our listeners to understand that under the circumstance, we're good, everything, we're just plugging away, but we get the big picture.
In the future, in 2038, listens to podcasts or whatever podcasts then, they will say, oh, this was the time of that pandemic I've read so much about.
Yes. So that's why they're qualifying their I am great.
That's why they're saying that. Okay. So for historical purposes, that's why we're doing this.
Yes. So how are you?
Relatively speaking, okay.
No, I'm okay.
I'm great. Never better, because we are talking to... No one screams for... Are you screaming because of Jefferson Starship?
Yes, because we have Jefferson Starship, the whole band, on our podcast today.
Yeah, speaking with a band is a lot of fun, actually. As you'll hear, there's some great interactions with the band, and sometimes we just kind of step back and let them talk. It's good talk, so why don't we get started with this?
How do I get back to Zoom so I can see your lovely faces? Yeah.
This is subtle.
So primitive with my earbuds.
You sound so lovely.
It'll do. Ah, somebody else with earbuds.
Of course. Are you kidding? Somebody has to pull up the rear.
That's me.
And of course, the drummer has to do that, right?
Thank you so much for the compliment.
Come on. You never get... You must have heard every drummer joke in the book. You've been around for a while.
I have been around for a while, and I've heard a lot of them, yeah.
We favor drummers here. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? You can have the best band in the world. If the drummer sucks, you're in trouble.
So true.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You need a good singer, too.
Yeah, we talked with...
There's so many
well,
things
we have a great
that
singer.
You need.
Where's Chris?
Yeah.
Well, when I was doing Love Janice in Sag Harbor, New York, the band was terrible, and I called an emergency meeting with the producers, and they said, well, we can't afford to house a whole professional band. What if there was one instrument we could replace, what would it be? And I said, that's like asking me which is the most important wheel on the car, you know?
Or which limb would you
they
cut off?
They kind of all have to be there.
That's crazy.
There he is. All right.
Yeah.
Is Chris here?
Chrissy. Oh,
Lenneman.
There he is. David, did you cut your hair?
No, I just washed it. It shrunk.
You have it in a ponytail?
Yeah, I do.
I like it.
Oh. I'm going to take it out.
It's very George Washington.
I know. I was going to say, you guys have a real founding fathers kind of vibe going on right now.
I know. Well, you know what? I've been growing my hair long, and now it's in my mouth, so I have to tie it back once in a while.
Yeah.
That's Chris. He's always chewing
Johnny,
on his
where did
hair.
You go yesterday?
You know what? There's been so much frozen. Weird stuff up here, losing power, Wi-Fi. Who knows? You know me.
Yeah.
Takes me a while.
His Wi-Fi caught on fire.
I mean, it's just, I never know. You tell me to go left, I'll go left. You tell me to go right, I'll go right. Maybe.
It was really smoky here today. It was kind of cold.
Oh, that's right.
Today is actually the first day we've seen some kind of blue in the sky, but it didn't last very long.
Where are you?
Yeah, how many are up north right now?
I'm in the foothills of the Sierras outside of the Bay Area.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, lots of fires. A little town called Murphy's. It's gold country up here. But it's basically all wine now. It was gold 50 years ago, but we moved here about 20 years ago, and there was only two wineries. Now there's over 30. So yeah. it's kind of the beginning of like a Napa-Sonoma vibe.
Are there weederies up there too? Is weedery a word?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people growing, and you drive down the street, and you smell it, and then you don't, and then you do, and oh, okay, that house is growing. That house isn't growing, but this house is growing. So, yeah, and with the weather, it's 94 today. We haven't been out of the hundreds in the 90s probably in the last 3 weeks. So it sucks.
Horrible.
And I think it's global warming myself. I think it's time to get the hell out of California.
Go to the middle. It's safe.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, on the Sirius ICATH, we've been thinking about it. If we didn't have our kids really close, and, you know, Lena is getting ready to have her second baby. The baby's already in the birth canal, and Lisa's going down Monday because we believe in the full moon thing, you know, that the baby's going to come with the full moon, and she's due next week anyway. So it all starts. She went to the doctor yesterday, and the doc said, the baby's turned around head first, ready to do its thing. So she's just waiting for the water to break, and that's number two.
Which grandchild is this? Which number? How many are you at now?
Well, this is from my oldest daughter. This is her second one. Yeah. Her name is Halston.
Oh, pretty.
And, her nickname is Halsey. So, but I like Halston. I mean, it's cool. It's different. So
that's a good name.
As long as she's healthy.
Yeah,
she's going to be. Yeah. She's going to be.
Halsey was admiral in the Second World War. Right?
I know. I don't say anything. You know, her first daughter her name is Blake, so we call her Blakey. So if she likes it, I like it. What am I going to do?
It's a good grandpa attitude.
I have to have it. I'm going
absolutely.
Neither one of my daughter's grandfathers can say her name properly. Well, my dad passed away, but they both. Yeah. Her name is Sri, S-R-I, like Sri Lanka, and they both of them are like Sri.
Yeah, or Sri. Sri.
They just Sri. Can't get past the spelling, and I'm like, it's like tree or sugar with an S and not an H. It's an S-H sound with just an S.
are they able to say the word?
It's like shrink. Tree.
Tree.
Just
shrink.
Write it phonetically. If you write it phonetically.
Shriek without the K, okay?
Shriek without the K. Exactly.
That's how she can be explaining her in school.
Yeah. Thank God she's not a shrieker. She's a quiet child.
How old is
her
she?
You're blessed. She just turned 9 yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Someone else just had a birthday, right? Who's the guy?
Mr.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What'd the band get you? They get you something special?
The usual.
A vacation.
Yeah.
Time at home.
Yeah. Time at home. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm kind of over that by now.
Yeah. We're ready to go back.
Kathy, you said you're in the middle of the state?
I'm in Illinois.
Oh, the middle of the country?
Oh, the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, she's in the middle coast.
I'm in the middle of the country, so you know we don't have earthquakes or fires. We have tornadoes and derechos and things, but that's we also have basements, and that's we just go down there and it's fine.
You also have mosquitoes. I'll keep the earthquakes and the tsunamis to not have the mosquitoes.
We have mosquitoes up here.
I think I agree.
I talked to my parents, and they're in Connecticut, and they're having tornadoes right now. It's like pick your disaster.
Mosquitoes.
Everyone is on their
party.
Own for this week.
And that tornado, that hurricane will be there on Saturday. Laura will be there on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Tell you, the earth is angry.
It'll just be a lot of rain. Anyway.
Does that mean it's going to be at my house. The rain will be at my house when I'm having my house concert in 2 weeks, because that happened to me before.
No, it's going to be perfect.
I decided to have an outdoor house concert, and it was a beautiful day. We're like, get rid of the tents. We don't need them. It's going to, and then like some hurricane weather came in, and I was like a Viking on the, you know, helm of Valhalla. Just rain just pelting me. I'm singing and freezing, and oh, it was terrible, but fun.
You aren't a fat enough lady. You aren't fat. You got to have a fat lady for that.
Oh, come on. I can not hang you. In there with the best of them.
No, you can't. Your voice can, yeah.
You've been singing a lot lately, because I'll tell you what, your voice on the anthem that we did, or you did, you were killing it, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, your voice is so strong. We need to get together.
Let's make a band, guys.
Yeah, let's get a band together. Let's record.
It all happened here. It started on the What Difference Does It Make podcast.
Oh, my God. I love that we just all started talking and you guys didn't even get to do an intro at all. Or did
you guys are so cool.
I really don't know who we're talking to. Hi, Holly. Who are you?
When does the show start?
Yeah. We actually usually tell you that we have an introduction that we do, and then one of us will introduce you. But since y'all started talking,
no, I think it's it's great. You haven't seen each other in a while. This is probably the only time you guys see each other.
We haven't seen each other since yesterday.
So we Zoom constantly.
Oh, Sam shut up, came dude. On and they just took our show over completely.
We drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, what's this talk about a show? I thought we were just hanging out.
We are hanging out.
That's it. That's
more interesting.
All right, go for it.
That's what's become. Oh, what are we going to do now? Now I'm lost. What are we going to do, Holly?
You are recording this, so you can start over, right?
No.
My battery's dead. I got to go.
This is all going in. Okay, so having fun, talking to the Starship, talking to the Jefferson Starship, talking to the Jefferson Airplane, talking to all that encompasses the Jefferson family. We will be right back.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
And we're back on the What Difference Does It Make podcast with Jefferson Starship.
The reason we're all together, the Jefferson Starship, we have David Freiberg, Donnie Baldwin,
Hi.
Kathy Richardson,
Hi.
Chris Smith, and Jude Gold. Hey, we're together because there is a new Jefferson Starship album out. It's called Mother of the Sun. Did you guys know that? We're going to talk a little bit about this. This is kind of cool because it's an EP, and it has a lot of collaboration. There's the whole history of Jefferson Airplane Starship. There's a lot of that going on in this EP. Let's start at the first track. It's About Time. This is something that Kathy You got to write with Grace Slick. Was she in the room with you, or what? How has this come about?
Well, we were together when the inspiration for the song happened. We were watching the women's marches in January of 2017, and getting really inspired.
2017. Seeing...
What's that?
2017. Sorry.
What did I say?
That was
no. Dick. You said it right.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was David introduction.
We were watching the women's marches and getting really inspired, and Grace was just watching it and getting really inspired and saying, this is just like the 60s, and this is what we need. This is what we were doing. And, you know, now we have to do it again. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing how, you know, history is repeating itself here in the United States. So I suggested that we write a song that's a, you know, women's empowerment anthem for the movement, for the women's movement. Another big issue is that the, you know, the ERA has still not been ratified in the Constitution, the Equal Rights Amendment. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that, but you have to ask why in the United States of America, what states don't want to enshrine equal rights for all Americans into the Constitution and say no one will be discriminated on the basis of sex. And, you know, we can go there with the, you know, underlying meanings from why people wouldn't want that. But like gender equality is still not a thing here in the United States. So we wrote this song. She sent me these lyrics. I was completely blown away. I'd forgotten all about it. And I got this envelope in the mail and she had handwritten lyrics.
Perfect, handwritten. You know, nice.
Printed. She doesn't do computers. She doesn't do cell phone, email, text, anything like that. If you call her on the phone, you get a cassette tape answering machine, you know? So she wrote it out in beautiful stationery, sent it to me, and I was absolutely thrilled. I grabbed my guitar. She had written "It's About Time" over and over again, so I knew that was the hook. Mm-hmm. So I wrote the chorus, and then Jude had been playing this, the riff, the main riff of the song around, you know, kicking it around, sound check and stuff like that, and so we put that together with the chorus I had written and Grace's lyrics, some of my lyrics, and then we got together as a band and we made the arrangement, and there you have it. It's
it's about time.
Yeah. It's about time.
Oh my God!
Holy nice. Crap! You didn't let.
He's ready. Yeah, he's ready for anything.
You are so young.
That's good. That means I'm young too, because we're the same age.
Yes.
Can I just say you have such a great voice for this song, and I could have heard either of you singing it. I totally dig this song.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you. I think it also has that. It has a heavy dose of a Paul Kantner sort of anthem too, and that's really was a main inspiration for us making this record, because Paul had passed away, and the band was handed down to us, and we really wanted to honor him by, you know, honor his vision of this band, which was always a collaborative collective of people and everybody bringing songs and ideas and parts and their own vibe and everything. And so we got together with that in mind to make this record, and it's really dedicated to Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the songs have parts of everybody in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know which part of me is in that one.
He lives on through us.
Well, everything I read says calls you a multi-instrumentalist, David. Yeah. So on this record.
It's because I never can make up my mind. So, okay.
Well,
you played multiple instruments on this record.
Multiple.
On this EP.
I played one instrument on this record, but on the rest of them, I played. Never mind.
But his vocals are such a main part of the sound.
Yes.
In the history of Jefferson Starship, David has played keyboards, bass, sang, guitar,
finger cymbals.
Yeah. finger cymbals.
Song.
Finger cymbals.
The talent in itself.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, and David does write songs. David and Kathy collaborated on Setting Sun. So were you guys in a room together? How's that come about? You guys, someone who's got a deep history of Jefferson Starship and Airplane, and then trying to create something new that still has that that sound. How do you go about that?
I don't know. I like how we went about it this time, because I think from just about all these songs, we were all in a room together at the beginning of them.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to do? It just kind of took, it was like its own little monster. It just kind of grew, and the evolution of all these songs is amazing. It still blows us away. I mean, it's amazing. It's a good feeling.
It's an EP, but it has seven songs. There are seven songs on it. Yeah. Yeah. Would that have also been called an album? How'd you get an EP from?
Yes. I call it an album. I was opposed to calling it an EP, but it's six songs plus a bonus track, which is the extended version of What Are We Waiting For, which is actually the unedited version of What Are We Waiting For, is the original version. And then we edited it shorter for it to be a single for radio. So that's what caps off the album. So, but it, you know, I mean, it's technical, because an LP is 30 minutes or more.
Well, it used to be.
This record is 32 minutes long with the seven songs. Yeah. But then it's an extended play. It's more than a single. It's maybe a less than an album.
I think if you're old school too, you can't help but call it an album. I find myself always
an album
that,
is so. A collection, right? Yeah. It doesn't an LP. So, that's a different thing. A
however, this is the first new music in 12 years. So what ignited this? Were you guys all in, suddenly found yourself in a room? Was it playing shows and sound checks and, you know, just fooling around? Or what happened to get this going?
Well, losing Paul, for one thing, we were kind of standing there looking at each other. I mean, it took a little while. You know, we always kind of screwed around on sound checks, doing different ideas, but what I remember most of all of us just agreeing to get together and see what happens. Everybody had some ideas. I mean, we still have other songs we haven't even touched that in that part of us being at David's studio, it just kind of happened. I mean, you know, with different ideas from different people in the band and the benefit of Grace being in on it and also the benefit of Marty already having a song that Chris brought back out and dusted it off and got that together with Chris and Marty as songwriters. Bless Marty's heart. You know, we lost both of those guys within a year of each other. It just was so weird for me anyway. Everybody started getting these ideas and things just started coming out of us. And Kathy, being who she is, as a lyricist, a vocalist, a woman with lots of things to say, it was just, you know, I mean, the beautiful thing is everybody contributed and we couldn't help but turn around and thank Paul, because Paul kind of planted that seed without us even knowing it. I mean, we get a lot of comments of, it's so nice to hear the Jefferson Starship and the Jefferson Starship now that still has some of the same color that the Airplane in the early Jefferson Starship had. Right. So, I mean, I get chills just talking about it, because that's a great compliment. I mean, the band has such an amazing history. You know, everybody came in and everybody had different things that they wanted to bring out, and it just kind of happened. It was like we were out of control.
I really think we could go. I mean, if we were together, we could do that all day, every day. Just sit there, jam around, make up songs. I mean, it's what we do. We're musicians. We start playing together and ideas just start, like the juices just start flowing, just like, oh, we're going to write. And, you know, stuff just starts flying out. So it was like that. We did get together with the idea of, let's just see what happens if we get together and try to write, which we'd never done before. And I'd brought songs in and stuff. But this was like, you know, let's make a new Jefferson Starship record. Mm-hmm. And we did it.
Yeah, we did.
It all came from a jam session.
Yeah.
It did.
And it's so ironic that Kathy...
Again, this is Donnie Grace, speaking.
This is Donnie. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And even What Are We Waiting For? These songs are so kind of speak to everybody right now and what's going on with the pandemic and you know, our leadership and what the hell is happening.
Yeah.
So well, we're proud of that. And I don't know, that was another thing that kind of just morphed into what it is. And it's amazing that it makes so much sense and is so relevant.
Good timing. But it also, you know, it's which came first, the chicken or the egg, right? I mean, you're inspired by the situation.
If you think about the seedlings of it happening right around the 2016 election, that kind of gives you a picture of why it's still relevant right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully won't be next year.
Do you, that was Kathy.
That was Kathy. I have a very deep voice.
we could cut it right here and just let you guys go and let you guys, you know, create right now, and we'll just sit back.
Yeah, just riffing.
Jude's ready to go. I can tell.
Yeah.
I've got a keyboard right here.
We're not going to stop you.
Feel free.
Although, yeah, so Jude and Jude and Kathy wrote another song for Jefferson Starship. What made you determine, like, okay, this is a Jefferson Starship song. This is something that is appropriate and should be on the album.
I don't know. I just remember I was playing that lick at Soundcheck after, I think we had a long travel day. We were in San Diego, and Kathy walked in, and she just gave me that look. Gave me that nod.
Like, I got something?
Later at a hotel somewhere, we got.
Where are we going with this?
And we wrote. We just sat down.
What happens on the road stays on the road.
Yeah.
Except that for songwriting. Go on, Jude. Sorry.
Well, yeah, what happens on the road goes on the album.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. So, yes, but Setting Sun is kind of like a guy on the run, or what? It's someone who's running away. What inspired that? Kathy, is that your lyric?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I borrowed that from Quicksilver Messenger Service and the Cowboy on the Run thing. And also, right after Paul died, you'll remember that Tom Petty passed away. Right. And I started playing those chords that were very, like, Tom Petty-ish to me. and I was like, David, this one's for you. Get your pen and start writing lyrics down. And he was like, I can't really think of anything. But he wrote down Setting Sun. And I was like, Setting Sun, man, that's great. And I was staying at his house, and I went to bed that night. And, you know, like I said, when we get together and the creative juices just get fired up and, like, my mind just won't shut off. And I just got the whole thing, the chorus, everything, the whole story just popped into my head, and the next day I was like, guys, check this out. And that was a song that we had jammed out, you know, before, and, you know, that that like Zeppelin-y part and stuff, that was our jam. And it was just the perfect song for David, and he sang the living bejesus out of it. And
I was like, is that Chris Cornell singing? Who is that?
Yeah, exactly. That's David Fleeping Freiberg, baby.
Secret weapon, Freiberg. Right. And did we not go play a whole concert right after that, too? Yeah. Sang it balls out and then did a show.
Yeah, that's true.
Sweet water, carry me. Lord Angel, deliver me. I just got to stay free one more day. All men get on a tear. Won't stop until I'm jailed. Damn sure he said to me that I can't be. So I'm
Man, we are having some fun, but we are going to have to stop it, actually. Can you believe that? I'm terribly sorry, but, you know, you always gotta keep the audience wanting more. I think we want more. We're going to want more Jefferson Starship. We want an encore. We will have the band return next week. That was a nice interview with the Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, you're right. They have a great energy, great interactions with each other. They're very comfortable. They're great together.
One day we'll have that give and go with each other. We're working
you
on
and
it.
Me?
Yeah, with this, you know, kind of like a band type situation. We're still working on it. So anyway, while we're working on it, make sure to follow us on social media. And where can you find us on social media?
Oh, you can find us everywhere. You can find us on Facebook at WDDIM Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, WDDIM Podcast, Twitter, WDDIM Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube. You can find some fun stuff on YouTube at What Difference Does It Make?
That's correct. And you can sign up for our newsletter. Of course, it's those magic letters, WDDIMpodcast.com. And until next week, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.